You knew I meant 10:45, right? Parents, you will need to go pick up your children from their Sunday school classes so that they can go with you over to Fellowship Hall. Thank you. Will you pray with me? May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts and the way we live our lives please you, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. A few years ago, just shortly before I came here to Campbell, I met a woman named Lisa Wood. Lisa is the inventor. She actually holds the patents on some of the technology that allows us to share photos and video digitally. That is, on your phone or your computer. She's one of those rare female entrepreneurs in technology. When Lisa was first trying to get her company funded some years ago, she met with a lot of venture capitalists. And she told me about one meeting in particular where the guy with the money looked at her and said, "Are you kidding? Are you telling me you think people will send pictures of their babies around on their cell phones? That's never gonna happen," he said. Sometimes even venture capitalists make bad decisions. Because, of course, we do send and keep photos of babies and children, pets, our dinner, and just about everything else on our phones. Phones have become our photo albums. They're always available in our pockets, right at our fingertips. We take them out to show other people who we love. A moment we didn't want to forget, the scenes that made an impression on us. But whether we carry those memories on our phones or in our wallets or just in our heads, we all have, in some form, a set of snapshots that we carry around with us to remind us of who our people are, what we used to look like. Moments we want to remember. Sometimes a snapshot is not a picture, but a voice. You know that moment when you hear a familiar voice and you know immediately the face and the relationship that go with it? Some years ago, Hallmark, which is a really smart company, figured out that if it stayed exclusively in the business of making greeting cards, it was going to go the way of Kodak, fail, because fewer and fewer people mail greeting cards today. So Hallmark expanded the way they think about the mission of their company. And Hallmark now talks about its business as helping people make and keep emotional connections. Now they make and sell not only cards, but lots of things, like audio storybooks. So you can record a story in your own voice so that your children or your grandchildren can keep forever the voice of someone they love and want to remember. An audio snapshot. The story that Dave just read from the Gospel of Luke is about two people who knew Jesus. Like the others we talk about around Easter, the women who went to the tomb, Thomas, the other disciples, Jesus appeared to these two after they thought he was gone, on the very weekend of his death. He just showed up while they were walking from Jerusalem to a town called Emmaus, toward where they lived, their home, away from the city where Jesus had been executed. They were talking about their memories of moments that they'd spent with Jesus. That time he healed a blind person. What he'd said to the woman that they had wanted to stone. The moments that had given them hope. Whatever their mental snapshots of Jesus looked like, this stranger who came alongside of them didn't match for some reason. They saw him, but they didn't recognize his face. Maybe their heads were down, so lost in their sorrow about the death of their friend that they didn't even look up to see the face of this man who had joined them on the road. He talked, but they didn't recognize his voice. They listened to him explain the parts of their religion that had predicted what would happen to a Messiah, maybe a little like a sermon. But his religion wasn't exactly what they had heard before, so they didn't connect the dots. It wasn't until they sat down to have dinner together, Luke says, that it happened. The stranger took bread, blessed it, broke it, and gave it to them. And at that moment, suddenly, they realized who this was. They recognized him. And then, suddenly, he was gone. Elusive, as Jesus always was, always is. The snapshot they carried, the one that finally made them see who this stranger was, wasn't a voice or a face. It was a set of motions. That combination of movements that they had seen him do many times before. Take bread, give thanks, break it, give it away. Suddenly, they knew exactly who this was. This man who had been walking alongside of them for hours already. They'd seen him do those same motions on a hill where there were 5,000 hungry people waiting to see if there was enough food for them. They'd watched him do it in the homes of tax collectors and at meals with poor people and with sick people that nobody wanted to see. He'd done it just a few nights before, when they'd gathered around a holiday meal just before the soldiers came to arrest him. They knew those movements. They were unmistakable. Unconsciously, they had stored those movements of his hands in their memories. Those motions were the photo that Jesus had told them to carry. Every time you do this, remember me, he had said to them. They recognized him in the breaking of the bread. On these worship at work Sundays, when we worship with our hands, we are recreating the snapshot that Jesus left behind. We're assuming the posture that Christians have taken over and over again in the 2,000 years since Jesus was here. We are making the same motions, moving our hands and our hearts to pick up what we have, food, love, hygiene kits, blessing them, giving them away so that they can be shared, so that everyone will have what they need. This is how I want you to remember me, Jesus said. This is how the world will know that you are my disciples. Yeah, that's who we are. Amen.